Welcome to The Greek Current, a podcast by Halk and Kathimerini. I'm your host, Thanos Davelis. A potential EU-wide cap on gas prices, an initiative supported by Greece, hangs in the balance as Brussels has yet to present a legislative proposal needed for its creation, while countries remain divided over the issue, even as energy ministers prepare to meet next week to hammer out a deal ahead of what could be a difficult winter. Instead, the European Commission circulated a non-paper outlining what this gas price correction mechanism could look like. Efi Koutsokosta, the EU correspondent for Euronews and Sky TV, who had access to this outline, joins me to look at what's on the table, why there are still divisions within Europe to this proposal, and the main challenges ahead as winter approaches. Efi, great to have you back on with us.
My pleasure, Thanos, to join you.
Efi, you had the chance on Thursday to view an outline that offers a preview of how the European Commission envisions a price cap on energy prices will work. What are the key takeaways from this document?
The Commission finally brings this proposal on the table and makes clear that such a mechanism for a price cap will only be activated if prices reach exceptional levels compared to prices in global markets and under two specific conditions. One, the month ahead TTF price exceeds a certain level for a certain number of weeks. And two, the price spread between the TTF price and the LNG benchmark or its absence is higher than a certain amount in euros for a certain number of trading days. The Commission can also decide to unilaterally deactivate this mechanism and withdraw the cap if any market disturbances occur which would affect the EU security of supply and intra-EU gas flows. Two main questions remain to be answered: when to come with a proposal and what price level should trigger the mechanism, which means the price cap.
EU officials told you that a signal has to be sent that Europe is not willing to pay any price at any moment. Does this outline send that message?
This is essentially the idea behind the design of this mechanism described in the outline we see, the EU-wide gas price cap. And although prices have stabilized recently, there are concerns volatility could make a painful comeback in the winter as temperatures drop and demand for heating increases. And let's keep in mind that when you have to deal with the market, the message is often much more important than the action. We've seen that several times in the past, during the financial crisis and even now, when the leaders showed they were about to decide exceptional measures to tackle the energy crisis, including a price cap, the prices fell the following day. So yes, this document sends the right message, but it has to turn into legislation in order to cement the message.
And turning it into legislation is where I want to go next. Despite pressure from member states and a crucial November 24th meeting coming up, Brussels has yet to table a formal legislative proposal on a gas price cap proposal. What's the holdup?
Yeah, the EU Commission presented the outline to member states this week in order to get a first feedback and to use this feedback to design a legislative proposal. So having said that, ambassadors had a first debate on that, and it seems that decisions remain. And there was a group of countries, including Greece, Italy, and Spain, that warned last week that if the Commission didn't bring a legislative proposal ahead of the 24th of November, they would block the whole regulation package, which includes measures such as solidarity mechanisms and joint purchases. However, it is still unlikely that this legislative proposal will come ahead of the 24th of November because EU officials told us that the time frame is still too tight. So most probably, it should come after the meeting of energy ministers to be adopted at least in December the 19th.
All of this, Efi, comes amid growing frustration from EU members that are in favor of capping gas prices, as you mentioned, including Greece, who had the chance to discuss this document this week. Does this plan satisfy the group of countries pushing for Europe to take action here?
In general, I would say that most of the 15 countries, including Greece, that were pushing for the cap are quite satisfied with the proposal, in general speaking, even by accepting some conditions requested by the hardliners of the North. However, some among them, including Italy and Spain, were not happy with the fact that the Commission plans to apply the cap only to long-term contracts, known as futures contracts, that are struck at the TTF and exclude the deals that suppliers and clients link on a bilateral basis outside the TTF, known as over-the-counter. For the Commission, this would work as a security valve to avoid LNG cargoes being rerouted to other regions in search of higher prices. But overall, I would say that the proposal, yes, satisfies the group of the 15, including Greece.
It's no secret that countries remain split, with Germany, Austria, and the Netherlands among countries with strong reservations to any price cap. With winter around the corner, are we any closer to these countries coming around to the idea or supporting it?
No, clearly not. The first signals from the ambassadors' meeting were not positive when it comes to these countries and the cap. Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, Denmark, Hungary, and Estonia voiced strong concerns over supply risks and actually demanded impact assessment, in-depth impact assessment, before any legislation comes forward. On the other hand, globally speaking, in these countries have no blocking minority, which means that efforts for a consensus may continue over the coming days. But in the end, the mechanism, the correction mechanism, the price cap, as we usually describe it, one way or the other, should be adopted.
Effie, amid this debate, European countries have been building up their natural gas reserves. You know, what's the current outlook in Europe should the continent face a bitterly cold winter?
Yeah, actually, this is a good question because everything depends on the weather. Despite high gas storage levels and steady flow of LNG, the EU still faces risks of power shortages, blackouts, and even energy rationing, which could worsen the economic pain. And analysts are saying that storage buffers should help, but not for all weather scenarios. So EU countries have filled their gas tanks to an average of about 92% of capacity. But some analysts warn that this alone will not compensate for the loss of Europe's main gas supplier, Russia, and a cold winter would make this worse. So Russian gas now comprises less than 8% of Europe's supply, down from around 40% before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, and Brussels has warned for a full shut-off that this is possible. So if cold weather depletes gas storage levels this winter, Europe will need to replenish for next winter, in any case, with far less Russian gas. And this is quite a challenge, bigger than the current winter. EU countries so far have agreed a 15% voluntary gas demand cut for winter, which Brussels has said would ensure enough gas, enough energy for an average winter, but not a cold one. But all measures currently discussed, as well as the market reform, is essentially a preparation not only for this winter, but also for the winter to come or the winters to come. Things are not easy, and will never come back to where they were with the cheap energy that we used to have.
As Europeans look ahead to next year and future winters, what are the key challenges that are on the horizon?
Of course, the main challenge is how to replace the Russian gas with other sources, and did we have the time to do it? Now they are really running in order to apply things like to speed up all the processes with renewable energy, with the licenses for renewable energy, or to try to find contracts for LNG, or try to make more storages inside the continent and produce energy. Of course, this is not an easy task. It's not an easy task because Europe was very much dependent on Russian gas. That's why the measures that are now being adapted with a reduction of demand, with these joint purchases, with market reform and everything, are actually targeting this big challenge, how to get through the next winter, which is really challenging. All analysts are saying the same, that this winter may be easy to go through, but next winter will be much more difficult, and even the winter to come. The Belgian Prime Minister some weeks ago also warned that the next 5 winters may be really challenging. And we should forget, we Europeans should forget that we could get energy for free. And of course, this is challenging not only for the household, but also for industries, because we already see that quite some, a few industries already decided to move from Germany or other countries to other continents where production could be cheaper. And this is a challenge not only for energy, but also for our economies. Adding to this, Thanos, an economic slowdown in China has also allowed Europe to attract plenty of LNG cargoes this year and partially offset the loss of Russian gas. But this might end if the Chinese economy recovers and global competition heats up, putting the bloc in a tighter spot to capture viable tankers.
Effie, thanks for joining us again. Always great speaking with you.
Thanks for having me.
In other news, a meeting in Tripoli between Foreign Minister Nikos Dendias and the chairman of the Libyan Presidential Council, Mohamed Menfi, was cancelled at the last minute on Thursday. After landing in Tripoli, Dendias took off for Benghazi without disembarking from his plane. He was initially planning to visit only Benghazi, but the rival government in Tripoli insisted that he stop by. He agreed, but on the condition that he only meet Menfi. Instead, when he arrived, he was awaited by Najla Mangush, Tripoli's foreign minister, who had signed a widely condemned energy exploration deal with Turkey that infringes on Greek maritime rights. Greek sources spoke of a diplomatic foul, saying that Libyan authorities had hoped to force a meeting. Finally, thousands of Greeks marched through central Athens on Thursday to mark the anniversary of a violently quashed student uprising in 1973 that helped topple the military junta, which then ruled the country. The annual march from the Athens Polytechnic University, where the uprising took place, to the embassy of the United States, which had supported the 1967 to 1974 military dictatorship, often becomes a focal point for protests against government policies. The marches have often, though not always, turned violent. Thursday's march was peaceful. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.